The Day in Tech History is sponsored by Cachefly over at cachefly.com, where you can host your podcast and get a 14-day free trial.
Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. December 1st, 1878, a telephone was first installed in the White House in Washington, D.C. by Alexander Graham Bell himself for Rutherford B. Hayes. 1969, the fourth interface message processor, or IMP, was installed by the University of Utah. 1973, University of California, Berkeley signed a contract with Western Electric to develop Unix version 5, which will in time lead to the development of BSD Unix. 1989, FidoNet holds a global referendum on a motion that would explicitly put the International FidoNet Association in complete control of the FidoNet network. 1996, Bandai Digital Entertainment introduced the At World Entertainment System to the U.S. It featured a 66 MHz PowerPC 603 processor, 5 MB of RAM, 4-speed CD-ROM, and it would cost $499. It also had the Mac OS system 7.5.2. 1997, the servers of secure network systems were hacked by Magica Dabin, and version 5.0 of Hurricane of the Red Hat Linux operating system was released. 1998, the Abbey World team first released Abbey World word processor for most personal computer platforms under a GNU general public license. And in 1999, ISO C99 was released. It's the most expensive internet domain name in history. Business.com was sold by domain name investor Mark Ostrovsky for a record-setting $7.5 million to e-companies. And Microsoft announced plans to discontinue the modem BBS option with live update.
If you love the Day in Tech History, then I encourage you to join my Patreon movement over at patreon.com/geekazine. Your contribution keeps the lights on and more Day in Tech History episodes available. Pledge as little as $1 a month or $12 a year for 365 days of podcasts. Add to that all the content from geekazine.com, morninggeeks.com, and other shows that I produce. That's over at patreon.com/geekazine. Now let's get back into your day in tech history.
In 2004, Lycos Europe released a screensaver named Make Love Not Spam to help fight spam by keeping spam servers busy with requests. The service would be discontinued within days in the midst of controversy after Netcraft reported that it was responsible for a number of server crashes and internet service providers subsequently blocking the access to the download site. 2008, to fight terrorism, Morocco issued a biometric ID card to all citizens. Europe announced that they would be constructing the cybercrime alert system. Europol would be designing the system. Also in 2008, the Twitter rival Pounce, a program created by Kevin Rose, was purchased by Six Apart. The company said that they would be closing the website down on December 15th. An Apple website says, you should install antivirus on Mac computers. It was a comment on an old blog. After the community picked up on the quote, Apple changed the post. 2009, Brian Guy says Disney accused his 11-year-old son of hacking the Pirates of Caribbean game. And in 2013, on the TV show 60 Minutes, Jeff Bezos announced that they were testing out a flying drone project, getting orders to you from Amazon in 30 minutes or less. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.